Hello, everybody. Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. And today, I decided I would fly solo. I got a lot of things I want to get off my chest. I would like to get back to a lot of you who write to me and ask me various questions. And so we're going to cover some of those things here today on The Common Sense Show. And we're going to have a good time. And I do appreciate hearing from you. Some of you send me fantastic information via email and so forth. Hey, but before I forget, I need to let you know, if you're not aware, we have a really good TV show. And we have a team of experts. Doug Thornton, former DHS supervisor, Frontlines Portland, Frontlines Border, former Marine combat veteran. And he and I team up on a lot of things, too. But he comes on the TV show a lot. We have survivalist expert Bob Griswold. We have Jamie Walden. These people are all experts. Some of the people who I've not mentioned intentionally come on the show a lot. And they're ex-intel, ex-government, alphabet soup agency people. But they can't tell you that because of their severance agreement with the government. But when you hear them talk, you go, wow, they know what they're talking about. So here's the deal. We have them on, and we're trying to prepare America to have a soft landing because we are being disassembled as a nation. We're being deindustrialized, disassembled. It's intentional. We're going to get into some of that today. And these guys are experts at taking regimes down. Some of them have participated in that in the past. And so what we're trying to do is help you have the safest and softest landing. So that's our radio, that's our TV show. But the thing I'm going to say to you is this, is that we have the lowest subscription rate in America, especially given the fact that we get 4.5 and 5-star ratings. So what we're telling people is we're going to keep a special on until the 1st of September, where you can get in for under $3 a month. And that's the cheapest out there for the quality that we're offering. And that's going to remain in effect. This great rate is going to remain in effect until the 1st of September. So you want to go to thecommonsenseshow.tv. That's thecommonsenseshow.tv. Also, ladies and gentlemen, the food supply is being strangled as we speak. I talk to farmers all the time, and many of them want to start coming on the show. And we're going to have a couple of them on. Before this, they were afraid of pissing the government off, and they don't want to say the wrong thing and be on the wrong side of this action or that action. They don't want the FDA raiding their farms, you know, just like they did the Amish. And so they give me information to use, but they were not willing to come on the show. Now they are. They have been quoting me chapter and verse. And there's so many avenues to take down our food supply, and they're all underway right now. And this government wants you dependent on them, and they want you eating bugs, lab meat, bugs, aquatics, plant life. That's what they're going to bring us. So what are you going to do? You're going to step out of the way until we can fix this problem by going to My Patriot Supply, storable food. And they're one of the few storable food companies left operating. And they haven't sold out to the government like so many. And they still have a special on, and they haven't raised their prices. Let me tell you this. I was reading the other day, they're ranked first out of the 15 top companies. Also, 25-year shelf life, 2,000 calories per day. And as I said, they have a special. Go to preparewithdave.com. That's preparewithdave.com. And then finally, we formed an affiliation with Mike Lindell over at MyPillow. And we're so proud of that because Mike is such a patriot. He's taken such tremendous hits for trying to stand up for election integrity. And so he said, how would you like to give your audience the best deals out there? And I said, I'm sure they'd appreciate it. And so we have 2-for-1 deals. We have 50% off. Some cases are 75% off. So with all your bedding needs, whether it's sheets or pillow casings or dividers or mattresses or slippers and bathrobes, it's all right there for a great price. All you have to do is go to mypillow.com/Hodges and coupon code Hodges. That's mypillow.com/Hodges, coupon code Hodges. And you'll be taken to a page where you can see all these wonderful products and your eyes are going to pop out at the prices. They're absolutely fantastic. So anyway, that's takes care of our business for the moment, but let's get down to brass tacks here, ladies and gentlemen. We no longer live in the United States of America, and I know some of you are saying, Dave, you're stating the obvious. Yeah, and I'm going to run through today those areas of which I'm most concerned. In fact, I've got some questions here from listener emails that they have sent to me. And they said, Dave, could you address these questions? So I thought I would address a few of them as we go through the course of the show today. Number one, how can Biden call himself a Catholic since he's presiding over the attempt to even murder more babies? And why isn't the Catholic Church doing something about this? That's an excellent question from Liz. No, not Liz Cheney, just Liz from Massachusetts. And Liz, what she's saying here is right on the money, but Liz, I got good news for you and the listeners. There are people who are taking action against Biden. I have seen priests speak out and say Biden is not a true Catholic. He's not deserving of the sacrament. He shouldn't be given communion. And so I do think that there's a movement in that direction. The Catholics are firm, except for this renegade pope, but they're firm on the fact that abortion is against the word of God. And I'm not Catholic, but I happen to agree with my Catholic brothers and sisters on this. Can you imagine what Jesus would say if he were here? What have we murdered now? 70 million babies? And we got people bragging about it. Biden was saying, we'll codify this into law. Wait a minute. Didn't the Supreme Court just say you can't do that because it's not a basic right under the Constitution? It's a states' rights issue. But he's saying, screw the Supreme Court. Screw the Supreme Court. We're just going to go ahead and do it anyway. That's the dictatorship that we live under. And speaking of dictatorship, let's get down to if you're an enemy of the state. I'm going to cover some cases, and then we're going to talk about what you should do when you get the visit, whether it's one of these 87,000 IRS agents that have been trained to murder you. Oh, yeah, they say you have to be willing to use deadly force. You saw that. That was all printed. And that they are teaching people how to breach homes. Yeah, and the thing is, they're not very well trained in guns and those kind of tactics in the hands of the untrained or poorly trained. That's really dangerous. That's really, really scary. So here's what we do. We have protocols we follow when they come to the door. We'll talk about those, but first I want to run through your need. Now, they're starting big. And I'm talking with big political enemies, and then they're working their way down to the minutia level. And I'm going to give you examples of each one. At the top of the pyramid is what happened to President Trump. Oh, it was such an emergency that we had to go and break into Mar-a-Lago. Yeah, and that's why they sat on the warrant for 4 days. And that's why they didn't go to a federal judge. They went to a lowly Epstein, Obama donor, Biden donor, magistrate. Exactly. Why this judge issued a general warrant. Do you understand that's why we rebelled from the king in the Revolutionary War? General warrants, taxation without representation. A search warrant has to be specific as to what they're looking for and the place where they can look. And we know that they went through Melania's unmentionables. I can't wait to see the video on that. But see, this is all about harassing a political enemy. Let's see, they couldn't get him on the two impeachments, right? The Russian collusion delusion was a joke. And the reason that they did go there, and this is what we're finding out now, is they wanted to know what Trump had for evidence in the Russian collusion delusion because they had a rigged judge and a rigged jury with Durham, the special prosecutor. They had these people connected to Russian collusion delusion dead to right. They caught him in lie after lie, but they had donors to Clinton on the jury. The judge was a donor to Clinton. And that's why the trial fell apart and we got the not guilty verdict on Sussman, who should be in prison right now. But they're worried that if there is a shift in power, what will happen? Well, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen, and I think they know. Fauci will be tried as a war criminal. Yeah. Garland will go to prison. And we'll get into all the shenanigans with Garland a little bit later when we talk about Sharona Bishop. But Garland will go to jail. There's no question about that. He won't just be impeached. He will go to jail, as will Mayorkas. Biden will be impeached, but they may let him go the humane effort of 25th Amendment. But anyway, there's Trump, harassed illegally, unconstitutionally, and they were on a fishing expedition, and they redact the affidavit so much that they don't want you to know why they were there. But enough of it's come out, and the judge has seen through it, and this judge, Judge Connor, she's going to appoint a special referee, they call a special master, to go through all the data. And the FBI admitted today that, we accidentally got a few client attorney privilege material. That invalidates the whole search. Search is over. That's it. The warrant's invalid. Nothing is admissible in court. There wouldn't be a respectable court in the land to try them. But I kind of think that they're still going to indict Trump in D.C., where they would find Trump guilty of assassinating Abraham Lincoln. I do think that's still a possibility, but ultimately we'll go nowhere. But the smear is what they're after. The smear is to wreck Republicans from the fallout of appearing Trump corruption and have it carry over to 2024. That's what they're hoping for. And they weren't just on a fishing expedition. Like I said, they were also trying to smear the Republicans' chances. So what do we do? Well, we sit back and we let this judge take the course. But let's go through a couple more people here. You have Peter Navarro, an attorney and an advisor to the president. That gives him both client attorney protection and executive protection with President Trump. And Trump holds that's the law. So what did the thug Gestapo FBI do? They arrest this man in public without even notifying his lawyer, and that's typically what you do with a high or former high government official, which he was, and they arrest him in public. They say him like this 72-year-old man is going to run for cover, and he's going to run away from the FBI agents. I'll tell you, FBI, you can put leg iron on a 72-year-old guy, you better take some aerobics classes, you little wimps. They put him in jail, and they tortured him. Now, you haven't heard about this, have you? But he didn't get fed or watered for over 24 hours. By UN definition, that is torture. So they tortured Peter Navarro because he wouldn't break the law to testify at the unconstitutional J6 Commission. And yes, folks, if you've never had anyone explain this to you, the J6 Commission is unconstitutional. They are assuming executive branch enforcement powers with the power to jail witnesses that are uncooperative, and that's executive branch. They are a legislative branch. They are not enthroned to do what they're doing. Totally illegal. Totally a political hack job. Wow. Amazing. Isn't it just amazing? And they're going to go after Bannon now. Bannon's going to be going to prison over this. It's just incredible the persecution that we are seeing. And speaking of J6, how many people are there in the DC jail headed by Bow Wow Bowser, the mayor of DC, and she's holding them there? Many of them can't see their lawyer. They're denied their cancer treatment. One of the men, I've talked about him before, he's going to die because he had cancer treatment withheld for months. Now they sentence a 69-year-old grandmother to prison for crossing over into the Capitol, simple trespass, and they're denying her to do the same thing. Denying her to do the same thing. Can't take your cancer medication, and she's probably going to die too. This and these people, many of them haven't seen their lawyer. They're kept in cells of 50 degrees temperature. This is working their way down to the average person. See, Peter Navarro, major political figure. Steve Bannon, political figure. Donald Trump, major political figure. But they're working their way down the ladder, and they've worked their way into the average people now. The people, and some people have been arrested who didn't even go to the Capitol. They were at the Trump rally. They got traced through their cell phones, and they're saying, you were there, admit you were there, take a plea bargain, or we'll put you in for sedition for 20 years. And speaking of sedition, the people that they got for sedition, I know a couple of them. Yeah, I do. I know a couple of them here locally in Phoenix. And they didn't have any guns on them. Can I ask how you overthrow the government without any guns? That had to be the worst sedition ever. It's like the Duchy of Fenwick, the mouse that roared. You ever saw that movie or read that book? I read that book when I was in the sixth grade. The Mouse That Roared. That's the kind of sedition that was. And it was a set-up sedition. Let me explain before we go any further down this chain of persecution. There are 4 out of 5 people that met with Trump 2 days before the gathering on January 6th. They met again on the 5th. And Trump said, I'm worried about emotions could be high. We need to have the National Guard. The chief of police of the D.C., Capitol Police wanted the Capitol Police. He wanted to have the protection. Interestingly, he's now dead, isn't it? And he wanted the protection. Nancy Pelosi and Bowser said, oh, no, 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 no. Pelosi wanted this to happen. We have seen the videos of Ray Epps saying, yeah, tomorrow we're going in. We're going into the Capitol. And people start shouting, Fed, Fed, Fed. They knew he was a federal agent. They knew. They knew he was trying to set him up. And then we also saw videos that the FBI will not release now of Capitol policemen removing the barricades and allowing the people to run in. Yeah. Nancy Pelosi wanted this as a preemptive incident so she could do what she's doing with J6, blame it on Trump, and keep Trump from rerunning in 2024. Remember, they were in the heat of all these election conspiracy theories, which aren't conspiracy theories, folks. I did a lot of work on the Arizona election, and I can tell you that election was stolen. It was stolen and facilitated the theft by the governor, by the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors, by Sheriff Paul Penzone, by the county clerk and recorder, who's now running for Secretary of State, and it was stolen. It was stolen. And they didn't want that shadow to burst Trump into the forefront again and have him run in 2024. So J6 was created like the Russian collusion delusion, and it's the Russian collusion delusion part two, and they try to use it to keep him out. But the point of me telling you this, they worked their way down to the average person's level. And they're acting like Gestapo by putting people away without a trial. Some people have been there 19 months now, and they haven't seen a lawyer. A couple members of Congress wanted to go investigate the conditions, Marjorie Taylor Greene among them, and Bowser refused. How do you refuse Congress to go into prison? I'd like to know that. I think this should be pushed even further. Okay, so you got Trump. You've worked your way down to the J6 following major political figures like Bannon and Peter Navarro. But then you can go to the average people who want to stand up to school board thuggery. Critical race theory. Let's teach kids to hate each other just because we're different colors. Unbelievable, isn't it? But that's what critical race theory is. And Merrick Garland declared that if you are a school board protester, you are indeed a domestic terrorist. And he's made good on that threat. Now, by the way, before we go any further, this is one of the reasons why Merrick Garland's going to prison. That's if we can win this election, which we'll talk about before we're through today. So anyway, Merrick Garland issued this, "You are a domestic terrorist if you go to school board meetings and protest the curriculum. How dare you?" And come to find out, his daughter and son-in-law are owners of Panorama Education. And Panorama Education sponsors critical race theory and all the other perversion programs that we know all too well. Family show, so I won't get into details. I'll just say this. I don't think that six-year-olds should be talked to about oral sex or how to perform it. Yet that's happening in some of our schools. Well, Garland's family members are making millions of dollars, specifically statute and DOJ ethics regulations say you have to recuse yourself if you have friends or family members who are involved in anything that you have to deal with. Garland not only refused to recuse himself, he sent FBI thugs to Colorado to kick in the door of Sharona Bishop. I covered this back in November. I interviewed Sharona telephonically, and I've talked about her probably a couple of dozen times, and I noticed InfoWars just had something on her where she was recently interviewed by somebody else, and so her case is really around there. But she went to 9 different school boards, as she told me, and she was teaching the parents how to recall the unsavory ones, how to approach them, what the legal process is. You know, those are all politically protected activities under the First Amendment. But oh, no, 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 no. That's not allowed because you're interfering in Merrick Garland's profit motive. So they, without warning, they kicked in the door and they had a search warrant that was less valid than the one that went to Mar-a-Lago. And they took all their communications. They manhandled their teenage daughter, they being the FBI. They came in guns drawn, pointed the guns at them. Uh-huh. This is an average person like you and me who had enough of the BS. She'd had enough, and so she started working around her state, and they showed her who's boss. The Gestapo is in charge. And so that's what they did. That's what they did to her. She's lucky her butt's not in jail. She's lucky. I guarantee you, these IRS auditors, she'll be one of the first people that they visit. But I'll probably be among the second. In fact, the wave of cancellations are starting. You know, my broadcast partner, you hear me on here with quite a bit, Doug Thornton, former DHS supervisor. Doug had his PayPal account suspended today. And because his wife used his credit card some in her transactions, they canceled her account too. They just don't like the truth being told. How dare you speak against the king? And that's what we're dealing with, is the king. So, I've given you a rather lengthy recitation going from the very high political officials to medium to average everyday people. And I've told you how we are being persecuted in violation of our constitutional rights. So what do you do when the feds come? Well, first of all, I don't feel qualified to advise on this. The moment your door gets kicked in, the moment it's kicked in, the average person's going to go for a gun or a weapon because they think it's a home invasion. And this is how people get murdered who have done nothing wrong with these SWAT team raids, which should be illegal except under the most dire of conditions. But once they've gained entry, I would make sure I had an internal video surveillance system inside and out. I know that's expense. It's not expensive, but it is an expense. And I would have it running. And you do not have to turn it off. You know, it's kind of interesting. At Mar-a-Lago, the FBI thug said to the lawyers of Trump, "Turn off your system." They said, "No, no." And they couldn't find it, or they probably would have disassembled it. You sit there, you're polite, and you tell them, "Fifth Amendment, I'm answering no questions." Well, if you have nothing to hide, it'll go easier on if you just talk to us. These are the tricks they use. just talk to us and we'll be on our way. Yeah, after you just kicked in my door. You don't talk to them. Martha Stewart, case in point, accused of insider trading, which she did not do. And they came and she thought, well, I know I'm not guilty, so I'll just talk to them. And she talked to them and they convicted her on lying to the FBI, even though they couldn't convict her for the insider trading, which was the primary crime. And they sent her to jail. That's why you never say a thing to a federal official, ever, never, ever, ever talk to a Fed. In fact, law enforcement too. Never talk to law enforcement. Ever. So that's how you handle it. Fifth Amendment. I'll be contacting my attorney. You can talk to him. I have nothing more to say. And then they'll bait you. They'll insult you. It'll go hard on you. And they'll start taking your electronics or whatever they want to take. You're not going to be able to protest it because they're going to get away with doing it. And the more you say, the more they'll use against you. And if you don't take the Fifth Amendment, and if it's not on tape, then they can say you told them whatever they wanted you to say. Oh, yeah, I was going to blow up the World Trade Center, but the Middle Eastern people beat me to it. But I've done other things. I mean, this is the kind of thing they can do to you. And these people lie. They lied about the Russian collusion delusion. They lied to the FISA court. They lied to the judge. Peter Strzok lied. So why would they treat you any different? I'm still waiting for blowback on Sharona Bishop, the parent that politicized the school boards. I cannot believe as much attention as I've given it and now other people are giving it. I can't believe they haven't gone back on her. But never, never, never talk to them. Never talk to them. Anyway, hold on just a second here. We'll be right back after we have a word from our sponsor. You know, the threat that we have going on in the country today with regard to EMPs, grid down scenarios, brownouts, roving blackouts, these are real. If they go on long enough, you won't be able to obtain water from your normal water sources. So what are you going to do? Well, that's why you need the Alexa Pure Pro water filter. You're going to need water filtration. So why not get the very best? And if you go to waterwithdave.com, you're going to see that this water filter, the research is there, is number one in the country, by far and away the best. It'll filter out what you can get. The chances are is you won't have trouble getting water outside your home. Will you be able to get drinkable water? But if you have the right water filter, you will. And you say, well, where would I get it? Well, swimming pools, runoffs, rainfall, lakes, ponds, streams. You name it, the Alexa Pure Pro Water Filter can take the impurities out of the water and make it drinkable. Now, here's the problem you're going to have. People say, well, okay, I'll get one. No, no, no. I think you need one for every member of your household. And the reason I say that is because if you have to go from point A to point B, and let's say you have to walk a mile, and you're bringing back a canister of water. Yeah, do you see where I'm going with this? You need to be able to transport more water than this. And so in a crisis, you got to think big. And this is really what you're up against. So go to waterwithdave.com. They have not raised their prices. And also, they have a sale. waterwithdave.com. Anyway, back to our lovely federal government. What I'd like to cover next is the latest threat that people are not aware of with regard to the food supply. It is August 29th. And as a consequence, we have, 3 days left in this month. Then you've got 16 more days. You have 19 days until the railroad workers go on strike. Now, first of all, their union is rather impotent compared to the power their management has. Their management, if you're to believe the union, rules by abuse. One guy had trouble getting time off just to go to his wife's funeral. I'm not kidding. This is in print. Another person, dying wife in the hospital, they didn't want to let him off. Then they charged him for absent without leave. You know, they fined him. These are stories that I read in print. But the railroad workers are now going to be permitted by a federal arbitrator to go on strike if a deal is not reached with management come September 16th. Do you know what that's going to do to the food supply? The food supply is transported, about 35-40% of the food goes by rail. And you're going to add that to the fertilizer effect on the food supply. The fact that just coincidentally, since Biden's come into office, over 100 food processing plants have been destroyed. Most of them burned down. Just a coincidence. Nothing to do with Biden, of course. But these are all adding up, plus the supply chain problem that Pete Buttigieg, who couldn't fix a pothole in the city in which he was a mayor, has done nothing about. He hasn't touched the food supply issue. We could have a real problem. So I advertised about storable food earlier in the show. I think you should double down on that, folks, because it's coming. The threat to the food supply is here. And it's not just going to be food. Medicines are shipped as well, too. Critical medicines. And unfortunately, unlike storable food, it's hard to stockpile medicines, is it not? Do you guys agree with that? So I don't know what you're going to do. You might try to have a talk with your doctor, but you run the risk of him telling you, but you're a conspiracy theorist. That would never happen. The government will never let that happen to you. Yeah, well, it could happen to you, and it's a big problem. It truly is a very big problem. And so I hope that you're able to take the proper precautions. If you're diabetic, you definitely need to have this talk with your doctor. If you're a cancer patient, the same thing. So if you get any kind of infusion therapy, that's what you need to do. And a related issue, and it's something I think we definitely need to be talking about, is the cost of utilities. This is really an issue. The cost of utilities is a big problem, ladies and gentlemen, and it's a bigger problem for you right now. We have, at least on our YouTube side, we've tried to sell products that are utility efficient, like portable lighting, things like that, solar-powered portable lighting. But there's only so far you can go and only so much deficit you can make up. And I'm looking at what's going on right now in Germany and the UK. This is really scary what's going on over there. Germany has harsh and severe winters. So do we. The upper Midwest, New England, very harsh winters. But they're saying in Germany, about one out of four people aren't going to be able to afford to heat their homes this winter. And they're also talking about food shortages. And that's because Russia controls their gas supply. And the worst is going to happen. It's going to happen all across Europe. I've been seeing Hungary, Czechoslovakia, they're trying to take defensive measures right now. France, they got the climate change police. They could care less what happens to their people. And then the UK. The UK, they estimate, too, about one out of four people can't afford utilities. The UK government, though, has done them a good favor. They have said, well, we won't let the utility costs go up any more than 80% above what it is now. Well, it's already escalated. So if you go back to these pre-crisis days, people are going to be paying about 2.5 times more for energy in the UK than they are right now. And it's just absolutely amazing to me that we think we're going to be immune to it. We are not. We are not. And we are growing. Let's put it this way. We're an energy-based economy. And being an energy-based economy, when you take away our energy, the economy and ultimately the nation falls apart. And let's take a little bit of time and look at this. Here recently, Elon Musk and Steve Bannon are on the same page. Elon Musk said, and I quote, civilization will fall apart. We are energy consumers. We need gas and oil. Okay. Now, the climate change people would say, he's just a denier. Ignore him. Steve Bannon even went further with his analysis. Now, my undergraduate degrees are in history and sociology. And this is right in my wheelhouse, and I've actually sat down and projected out how life will be if we continue on the same path that we are on. I mean, let me give you an example. Ford's discontinuing certain models, right? They're going for electric vehicles. The Challenger is being discontinued. many cars are being discontinued. Ford Motor has gone totally woke. They have gone totally globalist. In fact, they've even donated $100 million to amnesty causes. But pretty soon, we're going to be out of our cars. And there's no way in hell we have the infrastructure needed to handle a one-for-one trade-off between gas cars and electric vehicles. In fact, even if we had one-to-one, we had enough docking stations and the batteries worked, which they don't. And by the way, the batteries are huge polluting elements as well, too. People are going to go without transportation. It's that simple. And even if we had a one-to-one trade-off, the average electric car is, what, $21,000 to $25,000 more than an equivalent? People can't afford that. I mean, we're living through record inflation. We're living through reckless spending, which is going to continue the inflation for years. And we're going through a huge tax increase. And so we're supposed to afford electric cars? You're going to be going without. How many people are not going to be able to get to work? Or how many people, like the Chinese, will have to live in dormitories near work? Oh my gosh. Have you ever been to the website America2050.org? It was put together by a man who was one of the advisors to Obama. And he was an Obama advisor on climate change policies. It's a really interesting website. But if you go to the website, they show you what the future of American city organizations will be. What they want to do, and this is something that comes out of the old Agenda 21. So somebody say, I've heard this before. This is Agenda 21. Well, you're right. But it's modernized here on America 2050. They want to take 11 super zones and make them into what they call megalopolises. And that's 11 areas in the country where everyone's herded into the same area and the entire countryside is barren. Absolutely barren. No one can go there. This is the old Agenda 21, wildlands, wetlands. In fact, if you remember the movie Hunger Games, do you remember when the plebes or the draftees for the brutal contest, they were traveling to Capital City and they went on this electric train over and over and over. There was barren land, speed bullet train through barren land where there was no civilization. Do you remember how they fenced the people in? And two of the characters snuck out, got beyond the barrier to do their own hunting, to get their own food. The government completely controlled the food, which is where the food shortage is coming from, by the way. It's a desire to control food, water, and other critical resources like medicine. Hunger Games depicted this pretty accurately, where this is going. I think it's absolutely frightening in its implications. And as I like to say, what was coming is no longer coming. It's already here. Here's the interesting thing about this website, America2050.org. When you look at the 11 megalopolises, they each are supposed to have a population around 6 million. That's 66 million people. Do you understand today we have around 340 million people in this country? Legal and illegal. Where's everybody going to go? Oh, I think I know the answer to that. The Deagle Report, which one of the few places you can still see it, is on my website at thecommonsenseshow.com. But the Deagle Report in 2013 published numbers. They said by the year 2025, the Americas will be, what they say, they'll go from 314 million, which we were in 2013. Tells you how many illegals are here, doesn't it? But from 2013 to 2025, in a 12-year period, America was projected by Deagle, which is a CIA front group. It was projected to go from 314 million to 69 million. Our GDP will be about 8% of what it was. Our military budget will be under $1 billion. In other words, we'll be a controlled military. Probably local policing activities is what we're looking at. So when we look at that, the Deagle Report, it already talks about the depopulation that we're seeing projected in America2050.org. So if you don't think they're not, people just think, well, they're just going for Trump. It's okay. Oh, they're just going for Peter Navarro. Oh, this thing with Sharona Bishop and the school board issue, that's just a small, small deal. They'll never get to me. Well, the CIA Deagle report, with other partners, by the way, other intelligence agencies, would beg to differ with you. Obama's former advisor on America2050.org would disagree with you. They would say America is going to go through a tremendous depopulation. Now, this has led to a debate among my colleagues in the alternative media. Will this be a nuclear war where Russia and China obliterate the United States? Perhaps. Will this be a purge by the ruling party that's in charge right now? Perhaps. I'm telling you, if they win this election, Katie bar the door. They've already set up the COVID quarantine camps. I've covered this in articles. Washington State's even done Soylent Green. I've covered that. If you don't believe me, just go to the search engine on the Common Sense Show, and I have the job ads for those things published. Yeah, they've actually manned these facilities. They're death facilities in waiting. This is how bad it's going to get. So we talked about very early on that the Gestapo of this country is going after the highfalutin, the medium, and then the regular person, and then they're getting ready to go after the masses. How we meet our end? I would predict it's going to be at the hands of our own government. Can you argue that China doesn't control Joe Biden? Could you argue that? I don't think you can. What has Biden made on China? About $25 million? What has Hunter made? And remember, 10% goes to the big guy. And yet the FBI won't even look at that crime. Biden controls this administration. In my home state of Arizona, the former head of the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors, he's a poster child for business with China. Our governor, who will be termed out here at the end of November, and he'll leave office in January, but Doug Ducey had a failing ice cream enterprise. China made him a multimillionaire. And at the 2017 Governors Association meeting, all 50 governors, with the Chamber of Commerce of China there, their equivalent of it, he stood up and he addressed the group and he said, Arizona loves doing business with China. They need rare earth minerals for their military, and we're just all too happy to provide those minerals for them. I remember when I first heard this, I almost fell out of my chair. I've reported on this several times on the CommonSenseShow.tv. And so when we look at election theft, which is the next square I want to go to, if you don't think this election is going to be stolen, then ask yourself why the post office, Democratic supporting group, why is the post office creating a special task force to handle mail-in ballots? I'll tell you why. They got busted stuffing ballot boxes by 2,000 mules. If you haven't seen that with Dinesh D'Souza, you need to see it. Enough ballots were stuffed, and he showed it electronically. He showed it beyond a shadow of a doubt. Trump won that election just based on that one point. And now we have an entire task force of the United States Postal Service that's going to do the same thing. By the way, they're not part of the government. You know that they're contracted third party. It's like the Federal Reserve. It's like the IRS, the CDC. They're independent third parties. They're bureaucracies the government gives power to. But this is really, really scary because the Democrats are going to steal this election. The USPS is the biggest thing I'd point to. I believe we could very well see another pandemic before the election, and they'll have more excuses to have more ballots. If it wasn't for China, we'll go back to China now. If it wasn't for China and the Wuhan lab and all that stuff that went on, and they bring coronavirus here, China wanted Trump out but Trump had destroyed the balance of trade between America and China. He had destroyed it. He'd wiped it out, totally reversed it. And America is prospering and China was struggling. So here we go. Gain of function research. Thank you, Anthony Fauci, courtesy of the Ukraine Biolabs. And that material was transported from Ukraine by Devin Archer and Hunter Biden on Air Force Two. And by the way, the whole crew has now died mysterious deaths. That's from Paul Preston's research. And the Wuhan virus ends up coming here, changes our election laws. Trump is out. The election is stolen. Why wouldn't they do it again coming up in November? They know they can't win. 80% to 90% of the country, when they are surveyed, say that we're on the wrong path. So in other words, people are saying we can't continue down this path. They're going to vote a different way. Well, that can't be allowed. So we've got to steal ballots. We've got to implant fake ballots. You see in Wisconsin, they had a lawsuit. No, it was Michigan, to take 26,000 dead people off the voter rolls. And Gretchen Whitmer fought that tooth and nail. Why would any honest official do that if they weren't using those people to cheat? And see, that's what they did here in Arizona. We had a voter breach of our voter polls rolls in October of 2020. And Adrian Fontes, the county clerk and recorder running for Secretary of State, he doesn't report it. Doesn't get reported until he leaves office. And in January, Stephen Risher, his replacement, comes out and says, oh, yeah, there was a voter breach. But, hey, no harm, no foul, nothing happened. Bullcrap. What ends up happening is now you see who hasn't voted for 30 years, and you can start creating fake ballots. And that's how they stole the election primarily in Maricopa County. Plus, they had some help from some of the friendly machines as well. I won't get into that here. But I'm saying voter fraud, China are joined at the hip. China controls this country. China controls Mitch McConnell, the former Senate Majority Leader, now Minority Leader. He's married to the daughter of the two people who run the CCP six major trading ports. And for that, they've given good old Mitch McConnell trading rights. Trading rights worth about $25 million a year. This is why he won't speak up on defense of Taiwan. This is why he's against Trump, because Trump is not pro-China. Mitch McConnell is pro-China. So is Adam Schiff. So is Nancy Pelosi. Go right down the line. Now, let me bring all this home for you. I've covered a variety of topics of things that are on my mind, things that my listeners address in email. So I said, I'll go through these. I'll do something I never do, and I'll do a monologue, and I'll do these. So here's the bottom line, ladies and gentlemen. We have a situation now where China is going to affect our election again. I do believe we'll see another virus. China has their hooks into our government. They own the presidency. They own Pelosi. This is crazy. They own Mitch McConnell. We are conquered. We are a conquered nation right now. We're ruled by people who've betrayed our country. And we are going to see another stolen election. And when that happens, if you think they're being tyrannical now, if you think they're overreaching on people like Sharona Bishop or Donald Trump or Peter Navarro, you're next. They've already villainized 85 million people in this country. You're a MAGA supporter. That's a domestic terrorist group. It's even in print. DHS is now calling 85 million Americans domestic terrorists. This is called a Holocaust in waiting. This is what's coming. This is absolutely what's coming. And I'm not sure how to stop the voter fraud, because we haven't taken the necessary steps to do so. And we should have done this a very, very long time ago. You know, and I want to jump back to the voter fraud thing for a second, too. Living here in Arizona, Trump had rallies of 25,000 people on average. Biden, he had a rally in downtown Phoenix that was scheduled, and local Fox 10 covered this. And they said, we don't know where everybody's at. Just a few of the Biden front people are here, but there's no people. This was typical. He didn't win Arizona. He lost by over a million votes, but the election was stolen by people who are friendly to China. And I told some researchers that were looking into voter fraud, and they found lots of examples. And I was at a meeting at the Tea Party, and Arizona Tea Party, and I said, you can't understand the elections until you understand the role that China played. It's not just George Soros. That's part of it. George Soros had a huge role in electing communist type of representatives, like $2 million to Katie Hobbs, who's going to be our next governor. She's been convicted on two racial discrimination lawsuits. She's for abortion at the last moment as the baby comes out, you can kill it. I mean, this woman is as radical as the day is long. She's literally insane. She's running from her opponent, Carrie Lake, but the media is behind her. George Soros has given her $2 million, and we're in a mess. We're in a mess. So what's the way out? What's the way out? Because I like to say what separates our show a lot from some other people is we'll throw the poop up on the wall, and believe me, it all sticks, because everything I told you today is factual, and I wasn't able to go in. I could have done three shows on probably any single item I talked about today. But what we really want to do here is talk to you about solutions. And this is where you get to see the personal side of Dave Hodges. I'm a Christian. This problem is beyond our physical ability to control. Yes, I do think you should vote. Yes, I do think we should fight for voter integrity right up into the last second. And we need to resist the use of ballots. We need to demand the use of IDs. And we need to keep that fight up. Yes. Is it going to be enough? I fear it's not, but it's not going to keep me from fighting. I mean, a lot of times you can go into a game and not think you can win and you surprise yourself. So maybe we will. But also, too, these people in the Democratic Party serve Satan. They took God out of their party a long time ago. They are demonically possessed when they start talking about what? Abortion. It's a cult. And look at their behavior, and look at what the government let them get away with. The attempted assassination of a Supreme Court justice. The doxing of another Supreme Court justice and her children. And meanwhile, the Attorney General, the President, and everybody else in the party who forsake God 8 years ago, they hate Christians, they hate conservatives, they hate America, and their mission is to tear down the country. And what they don't tell you is the Build Back Better is to hand the country over to the globalists to do with us what they will. And they will kill as many people as they need to complete this task. So, if you're not a Christian, but you think, I need to find another way, it's really easy. To your Heavenly Father, I'm a sinner, I'm not worthy, but I know your promise to forgive all my sins and you'll walk with me and you'll never depart with me if I declare you to be the Lord. And if you just say that prayer, in Jesus' name I pray, amen, it's very likely that the Lord will walk with us. If we had a revival in our country, I believe the Lord would lift his judgment from our people and side with us and chase these scoundrels out of office and into the prisons in which they belong. I truly believe that's possible. That's my main solution, but I think we still have to fight the physical fight. Lord commands us to stand up to injustice, which we're all doing. That's why you're here. By the way, speaking of injustice, I know a lot of immigrants. Most of them are really good people. My wife and I had an encounter with two illegal aliens on Saturday when we were rear-ended, and they left the scene of the accident. Yeah, welcome to America. Thanks for obeying our laws. They didn't have driver's license, and they were able to get away, and they exceeded speeds of over 100 miles an hour getting away from us. Now, a police officer, who was really a nice guy, but he comes to the scene. We have evidence of the crash. We have their taillight smashed all over the road, and there's evidence right there that could be linked to the car. Got the license plate, got detailed descriptions of the people physically. And here's what we were told. Oh, they don't live in surprise, so we can't do anything. So what has to happen? Did my wife and I have to actually die for the government to take any action? Well, I'm not done with this. I'm going to call the county because we live on a county island. And we're going to also call the state patrol. And we're going to try to engage their support. Because at the end of the day, ladies and gentlemen, justice needs to be done. And it's not that I want to be vengeful, but these people, to get away from the scene of an accident that they were clearly at fault at, do you know what they did? They drove over 100 miles an hour to get away from us. endangering everyone else. I mean, someone's mom might not come home that night because of the actions of these reckless people. And the person driving was probably about 14 years old. His mother lied, said she was driving. I said, no, that's a lie. I saw your son step out of the car. This is crazy what's going on. Lawlessness. And I think I made the mistake of telling them they didn't have a license. And I think the reason they didn't have a license is because they're not citizens. Oh, gee, we can't go after those people. They're a special protected class. They can get away with whatever they want. And I'll just close with this. Sarah Carter, Fox News. Kids coming across the border that Biden and Mayorkas are purposely leaving wide open. And guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Guess what? Guess what? You know what's happening? You know what's happening? They're taking the organs from these kids. And this is what an undercover interview with a cartel leader said. That's the country we live in. This is the country we need to fight to save and invoke the power of Jesus Christ. This is Dave Hodges of The Common Sense Show. Thank you so much for joining us. I have not done a monologue in years. Probably won't do another one for years, but I had some things I had to get off my chest. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back here next time.